We are here at the 2017 MAX conference put on by the fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association, and we have Mr. Tom Hagen, president of AUVSI, and I'll let you explain the acronym, Tom.
Well, thanks. Great to be here. First of all, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
AUVSI is the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, and I'm the president of the Northwest chapter, which encompasses Oregon and Washington, and about 400 corporate and individual members in that chapter.
Okay. And we're talking about something that's very, very interesting here. People are calling it the drone economy. So what exactly is the drone economy, and where is this taking us?
Well, the drone economy really is an amalgamation of drones, of course.
Of course.
And all the support infrastructure that goes with that, which is pretty much typical of aviation or aerospace in general today. We have attorneys, we have insurance companies, we have vehicle manufacturers, piece part manufacturers, folks that run test ranges, academic institutions, government support stakeholders, obviously interested in Washington's economy growing, as well as the regional economy around the Northwest and certainly across the United States. That's the drone economy.
Okay, gotcha. And this is something it's growing. I mean, who would have thunk, so to speak, you know, that it would turn out like this? But this is really kind of grown into something pretty major here.
Definitely. In fact, the forecast for the next decade, particularly as there are more regulatory, I'll call them relaxations, is that the industry will comprise $100 to $125 billion.
That's nothing to sneeze at. Wow.
Okay. So follow the money.
Next, that's what my old editor used to say. Always follow the money, Mike. So what is the importance here with the drone economy? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of money involved here, and it's going to be a significant factor in our economy. What's the other significance here for us?
Well, I think it offers a lot of innovative ideas to cure massive problems. For example, in agriculture, the world's population will increase about 25% between now and 2050 to 10 billion people. In Washington State alone, it'll grow to 10 million from about 7 million as it is today. That increase in population puts some pretty heady demands on farmers for food production, as well as the whole food infrastructure. With the use of drones or unmanned aircraft systems, farmers can use it as a tool to be more efficient and in particular, to help them increase yields while decreasing the cost of production.
This is really interesting stuff here. I mean, it's just, I mean, when I think of drones, I just think of the cool photography and, you know, the grand landscape of things. But there's so much more to it. And so what's the credit union connection here? Can you connect the dots for us here?
Well, the credit union connection is simply one of a large financial services industry looking at another market segment that is growing and emerging. They call it the next big thing in Washington. I call it today's big thing.
It's already here.
Because it's here. There are dozens of companies in the state of Washington and certainly throughout the Northwest and the country entering the market space to develop new technical innovations, to provide services to companies developing those innovations, and even to provide services like insurance or intellectual property protections.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it touches so many different things now.
It does. Okay. It's a very broad industry. Yeah. Going back to the entirety of the drone economy we were talking about earlier. So that's the importance. A financial services industry is there to service small startups, large industry, and all the applications in between.
Okay. And so you spoke here, right? You presented and stuff? Or
speaking
what?
About 45 hours.
Oh, hey, we're getting a scoop. All right, I like it. So what's going to be your message to your audience?
My message would be much the same in a compact 10-minute presentation. I'll talk to the fact that it's here, and it's here to stay, and there are opportunities, not only for economic development within Washington, but for jobs that follow that economic activity, and more importantly, for targeting education, involvement of students in STEM activities at an early age so that we grow the workforce of the future. And as I used to say when I worked for a large aerospace manufacturer, put cars in the parking lots of the companies with that positive impact the drone economy will have on the state.
And this is kind of a branch or a division of the aviation industry, would you say? Or is kind of a distant cousin of it?
It's actually more than that, because AEVSI actually supports the breadth of unmanned systems and robotics. For example,
robotics, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Washington State has a great deal of academic research and small companies working now producing sea gliders that monitor water columns for chemistry, temperatures, and traverse the oceans pretty much autonomously for thousands of miles, collecting data. There are undersea vehicles that go look at the things like cables on the ocean floor. There are surface vehicles being driven around Washington State as we speak.
Oh, yes.
Testing autonomous capabilities that will, in the future, enable driverless trucks, driverless cars, or assisted driving cars and trucks, such that, you know, we can take our mind off of some of the menial tasks of driving and focus on maybe getting more point-to-point, or ultimately, obviously, taking us entirely out of the driving position and putting smart sensors, powerful processors, terabytes of data that work in an infrastructure that is geared to respond to all of those qualities to make driving safer than it is today.
So do you have inside information about Apple's self-driving car, or is that privileged information?
I do not have inside
information. I'm just kidding.
I can make something up.
Okay. So, I mean, just to kind of wrap up here, I mean, because I know you got, you're speaking in 45 minutes, so, but, I mean, where does it go from here? I mean, it just sounds like, gosh, I mean, pardon the pun, sky's the limit, but now it's, we're going underwater, we're driving on the roads.
There's so much to be had here.
A lot of it is in extending the regulatory environment to be more compatible with the technology. Mm-hmm. The technology, in many instances, is there. The regulatory environment on the air side, for example, is fairly limiting, even though it's commercialized today. The regulatory environment in the water and on highways interfaces with so many federal, state, and local agencies. It's a real challenge to make it all fit together. And then when you couple that with manned-unmanned teaming, manned vehicles of some sort, teaming with unmanned vehicles, the complexities multiply as well. And when you couple that even further with unmanned vehicles and other unmanned vehicles in whatever medium, there are lots of challenges out there, lots of issues to be resolved, and certainly great opportunities.
Yeah, but because it's still so new as well, you know? So we're still kind of like feeling our way through the dark on this, a lot of this stuff.
We are. It's actually been decades, though, in the making. The first drones really were dated back to the 1930s.
Oh, really?
Obviously,
I take back my comment then.
The level of sophistication has ratcheted up significantly
a little bit
since then.
Yeah.
And more uses are being designed every day for all manner of unmanned systems and robotics. In fact, there's a child in school today probably thinking of the next big idea that we can't even imagine.
Right, exactly.
Oh my gosh, where this is going is amazing. Tom, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit and educating me and probably a few other folks out there on this whole, on the drone economy. Well done. Good job. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.